Was from my mom, and you know, she would make pasta. And
did she give you recipes or show you?
Yes, she gave us recipes, but we have this Ukrainian Daughter's Cookbook, that is a godsend.
Which is this one?
Ukraine, oh, you know that. It's a very basic one. You probably have
Yeah,
it.
You probably do. It's Ukrainian. If not, you go to the Ukrainian co-op. They have them there. And I'll tell you, that's what I go by.
Have you ever sold cookbooks as a fundraiser?
No.
Because some places do that.
I suppose that's something.
You know, some places will sell cookbooks as a fundraiser, or like if the ladies embroider, they'll sell those as a fundraiser, or sell pisanki as a fundraiser.
No, we had, for years and years and years, we had a Ukrainian New Year's celebration in Glenavon.
What do you call it? Does it have a name?
Malanka.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but then it got to the point where, you know, people just, it was just older people, and we wanted to get more people younger, and so we came up with this grill night, and that's what we do.
What was the Malanka show, or was it just food?
There would be just, well, there would be some dance, whoever you guys had danced before, but...
Did you dance for the people, or was it like music playing so the people could dance?
No, we danced. Like, we did a Ukrainian dance.
And you have a Ukrainian outfit?
I used to. No more.
What happened to it?
I got big. I grew up.
Did you give it to...
No, I still have it. It's in my closet.
One of the kids get it?
Well, when she was little, she could wear it. My kids didn't Ukrainian dance, but when she was little, she could wear it. But... Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, I mean, and in those years too, I would just borrow a costume too.
So we would have a supper, like a sit down supper, and then an old time
like pro beef, cabbage rolls, roast beef, like big supper.
Yeah.